September is a good month to ask whether your safety controls are actually working in the field. Recent Canadian cases show that policies, training records, and experienced supervisors aren't enough on their own. In British Columbia, a contractor argued that workers had fall protection training, equipment, and an experienced supervisor. The tribunal still found gaps because the employer couldn't demonstrate that supervisor competency and compliance were being regularly verified. A separate forklift fatality resulted in a $350,000 fine after marble slabs shifted during handling. For OHS managers, that's a reminder to review powered mobile equipment procedures, load handling, operator competency, and supervision. September is also a good time for a fire readiness check. Verify extinguishers, evacuation routes, emergency wardens, assembly areas, worker knowledge, and corrective actions from previous drills. Weather risks remain important too. Heat, wildfire smoke, and severe weather can change PPE requirements and may require respiratory protection, exposure monitoring, work rest adjustments, or stopping work altogether. There are also regulatory dates to watch. British Columbia equipment certification changes and Manitoba menstrual product requirements take effect September 1st. Revised Ontario WSIB policies take effect September 21st. Finally, review your high consequence programs, especially confined spaces, lockout, and hazardous energy. The key message for September is simple. Don't just document safety, verify it. Confirm that workers and supervisors are following critical controls. Document what you find and correct gaps before an incident or inspection exposes them.